Stanshaw.
ABC Radio Perth and WA.
Many of you are keen bird watchers, and Western Australia is blessed with a wide range of species to keep an eye on. But did you know that many town names in WA are actually related to our feathered friends? Let's catch up with our birdman, Eric McCrum, to find out which ones. Hey, why do you think we have so many towns named after birds?
The reason was that in the early days when the Europeans first landed here, when they explored the land here to find out maybe, you know, where there were rivers, where there were places where they could probably start a farm, etc., they had an Aboriginal guide with them. And, of course, as they went along, they would actually mention these different bird names as they were walking along. And luckily for us, one of our governors or whatever made it a thing that 65% of all place names were to, if possible, use an Aboriginal name. So that's why we have all of these towns in WA with Aboriginal names. And do you know what the suffix up means?
Place of?
Place of, that's
yes,
it.
Yes, I got one there.
But when you go inland, they don't use up, they use in. So you've got Narrajin, Corrigin, Coolin, Meridin, all the in ones. And when you go up north, you get the Ah-Na-Da, Mikathara, Wiluna, etc., Moora, all the Ah-Na-Da ones. So you've got up for the coastal ones near here, in for the inland ones. So our emu, for example, that big bird, the Noongar word here is waich. So if it's a coastal place where there's a lot of waich, they say waicher up. So we got wager up. But when they go inland, they don't use up, they use in. So you get waichin. So you get waijin. And then down to south, the little tiny emus are called waichini. And we have a little national park down there, Albany, Waichini Cup National Park.
Awesome, Eric. Let's talk us through a couple. For example, the town name that many a new journalist pronounce incorrectly, Noongarup. That's got a connection to a bird, yeah?
Yeah, so one of our birds here that a bit bigger than a chook is called the mallee fowl or mallee hen. And the male, when he's calling, goes, noon, noon. And the Noongars have used an onomatopoeic name. They listen to that name, and then they make a word out of it, so they get the name Noon. Then his nest, which is a sand, he actually scrapes up sand to make this big pile for his nest. That sand nest on the ground is called Gare. So the place where you find Noon's Gare is Noongarup, and so you get the town Noongarup, or Noongarup, yeah.
I love it. Tell us about chittering, connection to the willy wagtail.
Another one of the birds which is onomatopoeic, where the willy wagtail is and that chitty-chitty, and that's where the word chitty comes from, and the Noongars here call it chitty-chitty, and you have the town chittering. Yeah.
What about Dowerin? Dowerin, D-O-W-E-R-I-N, obviously an inland town.
Yes, well, our 28th parrot here, The Noongars here call him Dowerin, and they enter D's and T's because they're very similar when you pronounce them. So if you say Dowerin or Dowerin, one with a D, one with a T, it's the same. This is the 28th parrot, and so you get the wheatbelt town Dowerin, and then down south towards down Albany Way, there's a Towerinning Lakes down there, and I could not believe when my wife and I went down there years ago, practically all the trees around the edge of the lake, you'd never guess, full of 28 parrots. So we just could not believe. So the lake down south, Towerinning Lake, Dowerin is the, and in the place of, Towerinning, a place of 28 parrots, very, very appropriate.
Birdman Eric McCrum, my guest at 8:29. I could just talk to you all morning, Eric. You're just a fascinating person. Give us one more, Coolgardie. Coolgardie out there in the goldfields. Its connection to a bird?
Yes, I'm not too sure about the actual use. For here, the magpie that goes around, our black and white magpie, they call him here Coolgardie. And I have a suspicion that inland, the whatever tribe it would be up there, they call him Coolgardie. And so you get that Coolbardie here for the magpie, and you get the town Coolgardie inland for that one.